as Tag rifled through the hunter's belongings for food, Tillet did the same while sneaking peeks at him. His assault on the two hunters was something unfamiliar to her. In her society, violence was rare, and her culture chose to pursue life's peaceful endeavors as well as academic study. They were intuitive, too. Tillet knew instantly the hunters represented personal danger, and if it weren't for Tag, things would have turned out differently. Naturally good at reading individuals' raw emotions, she could tune into their desires and plans. Of course, Tag didn't realize it, but her ability to read people was the reason she warmed easily to him. She knew she could trust him. He possessed a code of honor. Still, the power and speed with which he immobilized the threat was absolutely dazzling. Before his display of security, she read undercurrents of respect for life, leadership, and bravery in him. But it was the physical manifestation of his power that blew her away. As she observed him, she recognized Tag as a younger example of his species, one who didn't wear his inner toughness as a badge for the world to see. He preferred privacy, only opening up when needed. Tag felt Tillet was looking at him. He hoped the run-in with the hunters hadn't soured their developing friendship. The outcome would have been different had he not intervened, but he couldn't help wondering what she thought about it. Maybe it was too much, he thought, as he stuffed canned beans in his jacket. Once his pockets could carry no more, Tag motioned to Tillet, and it was time to head out. They traveled in a different direction. Judging by how brilliant the hunters were, Tag figured he could easily confuse them. That's, of course, if they were up to a chase. They may choose to skip the whole darn thing. Clearly, that would be the smart thing to do. He set a brisk pace to put some distance between them and the camp. Tillet didn't have long enough legs to match his stride, so he kept an eye on her progress, and it quickly became apparent she was in excellent physical condition. She easily kept up with him, even though she had to take more steps. Figuring they were safe, Tag finally slowed to a normal pace, and they hiked for the balance of the day, snacking while on the move. Basic language lessons continued, and Tillet again picked up words quickly and without much difficulty. If she repeated the word several times, she retained the pronunciation in meeting, but, as you probably figured, her foreign tongue resulted in some interesting versions of a word. Tag had no clue what her tongue clicking was about, and it was a bit more difficult to get her to drop it. Along the way, Tillet attempted to teach Tag words in her language with hilarious results. Obviously, it would take him a little bit longer. By early evening, Tag decided to search for a suitable place to make camp for the night, and it wasn't long before he found the perfect spot, well sheltered and close to a pure water source. They collected evergreen boughs to cushion the ground, fashioning a reasonably comfortable bed, and, as nice as a fire would be, he considered it unwise, especially in light of the two hunters. Besides, they really didn't need it. Dinner consisted of dried food and water, and once they finished, Tag repacked as well as replenished the canteens. One never knew when a hasty retreat would be required, and he wanted to ensure their supplies were at hand. As you can imagine, sleep didn't come easily for either of them. Tillet lay wondering what kind of world theirs would turn out to be. After arriving via the portal, it surprised her she already felt a bond with Tag. The violence should have scared her away, but it didn't. His thoughtful, gentle nature shone through, and threatening him clearly wasn't a good idea. Well, then there was the whole bear thing. Considering the circumstances, putting his hand on her derriere was a necessity, and surprisingly, she didn't mind in the least. Why not? Eventually, they relaxed enough to fall into a deep sleep, Tag dreaming of a world filled with green-skinned alien women, all of them looking to him for help. Tillet dreamed of bad men chasing her with evil intent, all of them kept at bay by a shadowy figure who always managed to stand in their way. Not a nightmare exactly, but close enough. But as a good night's sleep often does, things seemed brighter as Tillet awoke, her dreams fading. At first, she didn't move. Although in her culture she should have leapt up and run away, there she was, a young single female, lying face to face in the arms of an alien man named Tag. As she searched his face for something more familiar, he awakened, focusing on her and smiling. She returned the gesture, revealing the smaller, pointed teeth of her species. After an awkward moment, both hopped up at the same time and began tending to early morning needs, a bite to eat and a few swigs from the canteen. When they were ready, he signaled to her, asking if she had a preferred direction of travel. She shook her head no, pointing to him to lead on. They traveled east, hiking for most of the day and making good time. The terrain subliminally changed from forest to rolling hills dotted with clumps of trees, and no one was in sight. Oh, evidence of civilization was all around them, a few houses in the distance, which they avoided, and tilled land with growing crops. But not a soul anywhere. What's up with that? Tag wondered as they trudged on. By mid-afternoon, the pair traveled to a treed area overlooking a substantial river valley, which revealed a substantial town. In the distance, vehicles moved in the streets, and pedestrians went about their business going in and out of buildings. Tag faced Tillet, raised an eyebrow, then pointed at the town and shrugged. Then he pointed to her, then himself, using his fingers to indicate a walking motion either toward the town or back the way they came. She understood. It was up to her if they descended to the valley floor. It wasn't that easy of a decision. She could unobtrusively walk into town to face the townspeople, but what would they think? After all, she was with an alien. What should I do? She wondered. What should I do?